Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet and also things we can try and spot in our dark skies. As usual, we have the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips at our disposal. We're so grateful for that, and we've got him on the line. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for Venus in the morning sky before dawn and Mars in the western sky after sunset, where it will be visible till just after 10 p.m. The moon this week is passing through its full phase and will, of course, make stargazing for those faint objects very difficult indeed.
And I know it must have been quite a bit of effort for the stargazing that went into the black hole photo that everyone was taking a look at earlier last week. And you've got a little more information about all of it.
Right. So that image was captured of a black hole in a distant galaxy called M8. And it was captured by the Event Horizon Telescope. Now, despite its name, the Event Horizon Telescope is actually composed of instruments based in Chile, Hawaii, Arizona, Mexico, Spain, and even the South Pole. In Hawaii, the James Clerk Maxwell Telescope and the Submillimeter Array, both on Mauna Kea, contributed to this remarkable discovery. And now, astronomers are planning to add even more instruments to the Event Horizon Telescope in order to obtain even sharper images of the object.
And explain how adding more telescopes makes a sharper image.
Well, by adding these extra instruments in the right locations around the Earth, we can effectively increase the size of the virtual mirror that is created by the telescope.
Hey, virtual mirror, fill us in.
Well, in astronomy, we can use all sorts of cool tricks to help us explore our universe. One of these is called interferometry. It basically means that we can mimic the capability of a very large telescope by combining lots of smaller telescopes. This is already happening on Mauna Kea with the VLBA, or Very Large Baseline Array. This observatory has ground stations across the U.S. from Hawaii all the way to the Virgin Islands, essentially mimicking a telescope with a mirror diameter equal to the distance between them, which is pretty big.
So is the team planning to look at the black hole in the center of our own galaxy?
They are indeed. However, they're not promising anything just yet, but rest assured they are hard at work on this. However, aside from taking pretty pictures, these investigations will yield important knowledge in our understanding of the extreme astrophysical environments that surround these incredible objects.
And we know we'll hear more about it on a future Stargazer with you, Christopher Phillips. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. I'll catch you next week. And you can find Stargazer on demand at hawaiipublicradio.org.